Unit 3. Don't despair, repair. Track 8. Conversation 2.
I know, Sarah. Come here quick, Sarah.
Okay, Lisa, I'm coming. What's up?
Don't be mad, but I think I just broke our TV.
What? What happened?
I was vacuuming the living room, and when I turned the corner, the vacuum cleaner's hose must have caught the TV. I didn't even have time to react. I just heard this loud thud behind me. Look, it hit the floor here and then toppled over.
Are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay. It didn't hit me. The noise just gave me a good scare.
Well, let's unplug it before we have a look at it. It has a plastic casing, but it never hurts to stay on the safe side. Can you help me put it upright? This thing is really heavy.
Sure.
Okay, let's see. The case is cracked where it landed, and it looks like the flat screen has also taken a hit.
Oh, that's too bad. Do you think it can be repaired?
I don't know. If the screen is really damaged, it might be cheaper to get a new one. The replacements are usually quite pricey. We won't know until we've had an expert look at it.
The warranty probably doesn't apply now, hmm? We've only had that TV for a year. They don't build them to last, do they?
Well, they don't expect you to drop them on the floor either. I'm afraid you won't have any luck with the warranty in this case. If I were you, I would call that small electronics repair shop around the corner and ask if someone can have a look at it. Maybe we can even drop it off there later in the day.
I will do that. Thank you, Sarah. I'm so sorry for destroying our TV.
Don't worry about it. Accidents can happen. Maybe it's a sign that we should read more.